Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity match tonight in two straight sets as they won by scores of 25-12 and 25-8. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland. Her staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hartz. Vormore Family Dentistry, the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. They'd love to be your family's dentist. National Trail will start out the match with a serve. And it goes off the fist there of Fort Recovery's Bridget Holman and out of bounds. So National Trail takes the early lead. Here's the next serve, and it is it's out of bounds. So Fort Recovery will have the serve now. It's going to be Kayla Heitkamp, one of the seniors, going back to serve. It's dug out, and National Trail able to free ball it over. Here's the set and the smash by Fort Recovery. And unfortunately, it went out of bounds, I think, off of Kennedy Mollenkamp. So it's a 2-1 score. National Trail in the lead. Okay, going back to serve here is going to be Jalen Hurd. And it's a service error into the top of the net. Welcome you to the broadcast, whether you're listening on WPGW Radio, on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or on the High School TV Network. Glad to have you with us this evening. I'm Rob Weaver with the broadcasts. Good serve by Fort Recovery. And National Trail cannot make the return. So Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp gets a service point. She'll serve again. Cameron, only a sophomore, she was very impressive in the win the other night against St. Mary's. Here's the return by National Trail. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, who comes up with the kill. The smash right down the middle. Kennedy Mollenkamp with her first kill of the evening. First kill for Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp will serve again. Good serve. Here's the dig and the set for National Trail. The hit by the outside hitter. Fort Recovery plays it. Dinking the ball over and getting the National Trail not able to return that. I'm going to go ahead and give Bryn Wilman a kill on that one. Makes it 5-2, Fort Recovery in the lead. Next serve is an ace serve for Cameron Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery very quickly out to a 6-2 lead here. Again, Rob Weaver coming your way from Portside Fieldhouse. Here's the next serve. It's a good one. The set and the hit by the outside hitter. Played up to the net. Here's a smash by Holman, and she got the kill. Bridget Holman with the kill. That makes the score now at 7-2. Cameron Mollenkamp continues her serve. And National Trail cannot get the ball over. It's a point for recovery. That is six straight points for Cameron Mollenkamp here. And the score is now 8-2, Fort Recovery in the lead. There's an ace serve again. That went off the dig by Jalen Ramakless. She just couldn't get the right angle on it. And that's another point for Fort Recovery and a timeout for National Trail. We'll be back in a moment. It's National Trail trailing Fort Recovery 9-2.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kautpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. There's things I hate and there's things I love. I hate winter and I hate snow and I hate taxes. I love my family and my country and I love a good mower. This year, if you're in a relationship with a mower that you don't love, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. At Hall Brothers, we carry mowers that you'll love, like Grasshoppers, Toro, and Kubota. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
Action back in now here at Fort Recovery as Cameron Mollenkamp serves again. Here's Mollenkamp digging it out in the back line. The smash and the kill. It's Bryn Willman coming up with the kill there. That's her second of the game, and it's 10-2 now. What a run by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's the next serve by Cameron. Another good one dug out by the back line. Here's the set for National Trail. The hit back over. And is it out or in? Say it's out. Another point for Cameron Mollenkamp. Let's see. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 in a row now. Good serve by Cameron. Here's the set for National Trail. The hit by the outside hitter, Jalen Ramakulis. Fort Recovery plays it. Holman dinks it over. And got the kill. Bridget Holman with her second kill of the evening. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station. Brody Bargy here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com along with Neil Spencer. Good serve again. There's a smash by Brent Willman. Got a kill again. Brent Willman with another kill. It's now 13-2. Cameron Mollenkamp serves good again. Backline digs it out. Here's the set for National Trail. Mermakulis on the smash. Played by Fort Recovery. Back to National Trail. Here's the free ball over by Ramakulis. Played by Cameron Mollenkamp. Here's Bryn Willman. Got the kill. Right in the middle hitter, Bryn Willman, and give the assist there to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Making the score 14-12 now. What a run by Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp serves again, and it's hit out of bounds off of Ramakulis. And it's going to be an ace serve for Cameron Mollenkamp. That's her third ace serve in this series. She now has a total of 13 consecutive service points. Cameron will serve again. Dug out by National Trail. Here's the pass and the free ball over. The dig by Fort Recovery. Heitkamp gives to sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she got the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp the assist. Kennedy Mollenkamp, her second kill of the game, and timeout National Trail. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio from the Fortsite Fieldhouse.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the score 16-2. What a run by Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp continues her lengthy service here. And it's a good one. Dug out by Ramakulis of National Trail. Back to Ramakulis. Hits it over, but hits it out of bounds. Another service point. That was too deep. As Cameron Mollenkamp's amazing run. Can she serve out the game? Mollenkamp serves again. Dug out by the back line for National Trail. Here's the set. And right at the net. And Fort Recovery gets the point. I think they're going to say Bryn Willman got the kill there. From her middle hitting position. And here goes another serve by Cameron Mollenkamp. And A service error by Mollenkamp, and that stops the lengthy run. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 consecutive service points by Cameron Mollenkamp. Side out now, National Trail. Here's the dig by Cameron Mollenkamp. There's Homan hitting it over, Bridget Homan, to National Trail, free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to the net. Heitkamp will set for Wilman, and she got the kill. Give Heitkamp the assist, and Bren Wilman gets the kill. She's had a nice night so far. That's five kills now for Bren Wilman. Here's the serve this time by Fort Recovery's Kenna Dews, and it's an ace serve. Ace serve, making it 20-3. Fort Recovery won the freshman match tonight, 2-0. They won the JV match, 2-0. They're on their way here, which what looks like to be an easy night, maybe. You never know. National Trail can't make the return. There's another service point for Kenna Dews. It's now 21-3. Kenna is a sophomore. Boy, Fort Recovery has some great young talent. Going to be a very positive future for Fort Recovery. At the net, and there to hit it back down on the other side was Carly Niekamp, who gets the kill. 22-3. Kenna Dews will serve again. And it's an ace serve. National Trail had some confusion there and could not get the ball up in the air. Two aces here for Kenna Dews. She'll serve again. And it's dug out by the back line by the libero, who is Hayden Davies. And here is National Trail not getting the ball over again. Another point for Kenna Dews. 24-3. Here's game point. And it's a service error into the net for Kenna Dews. That makes it 24-4. And National Trail will go back to serve. Coming in to serve now is Kylie Scholl. Kylie Scholl, National Trail in their orange jerseys. Here's the serve, good one. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, and Niekamp blasts it away for a kill. And the first set is done, 25-4. Carly Niekamp has a couple of kills in that game. 25-4. Wow, what a run. We'll be back with game number two coming up in a moment here from the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast here this evening on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with you. Fort Recovery and National Trail High School Volleyball. This is the last volleyball match of the week for the varsity. I think the JV team has something this weekend. They are at St. Henry for a matchup with St. Henry and Anna on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock for the junior varsity. Don't forget, Fort Recovery football opens tomorrow. Wayne Trace visiting Fort Recovery. You can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not have it here on the radio. We'll have the Jay County Blackford football game on the radio from Blackford High School for you tomorrow night. Opening game of the year for the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots. And all the other teams around Ohio and Indiana. And some kind of a delay here. I don't know what it is. You're listening to WPGW, AM and FM. Actually, we're only on FM tonight. Don't forget, after we're done here, we are going to join the Colts broadcast. Colts do not kick off until 8 o'clock against the Bengals at Cincinnati tonight. We'll have that game for you in its entirety starting at 8 o'clock with the kickoff. We'll join the pregame in progress once we finish up here, and it looks like it's going to be pretty quick. Okay, I think we're finally ready to go here. Going to be Kayla Heitkamp, outstanding senior for Fort Recovery, to start the serve. Indians win game one, 25-4. Serve is good. Dug out by National Trail. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. There is Homan. Willman puts it over. No good. Or as far as, I shouldn't say no good, National Trail able to play it. Back to Heitkamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. Free balls it over. Here's a mishit by National Trail. As missing that one for the Lady Blazers was Caitlin Switzer. Caitlin Switzer. So it's a service point for Kayla Heitkamp. She'll serve again. It's an ace serve. That went off the fist of Evie Hoffman for National Trail. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. And it's an ace. That was actually a let serve, which hits the top of the net and then just fell over on the other side where nobody could get to it. That didn't used to be legal many years ago, but it is now. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Good one. Here's the set for National Trail. Hit by the outside hitter. And they get the kill from Caitlin Switzer. And that is the very first kill for National Trail in the match so far. Going back to serve now is Eva Swartzel. Swartzel's serve is good. Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the hit back over by Kenna Dews. And National Trail cannot play it. Side out, Fort Recovery. Uh-oh, here's Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve. She had 15 in a row last time she was up. Serve is good. Dug out by the back line for National Trail. The set. Here's the hit. And I think it was Kennedy Mullenkamp and Fort Recovery's, let's see, Bren Willman, I believe, who had the block there. Another serve is good. National Trail back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp plays it on the back line. Here's the set, and Homan on a smash and got the kill. Bridget Homan gets the kill. Well, Cameron Mullenkamp starting off where she, starting up here right where she left off. And she had 15 in a row. She's got two in a row here. Good serve again. Over, and there's a kill. That stops the Mullenkamp serve. As getting the kill for National Trail was Caitlin Switzer. Her second kill in this game, and it's now 6-2. Fort Recovery leads by four. Good serve by Hayden Davies. There's a smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's a kill on the spike. Kennedy Mollenkamp with her fourth kill of the evening. Back to serve is Canadews for Fort Recovery. And it's in the net for a service error. Kenna's playing the libero position tonight for Fort Recovery. Back to serve now for National Trail is Caitlin Switzer. Where's number 10? Here comes the serve. And it's dug out by Bridget Homan. Heitkamp back to Homan. Homan just free balls it over. National Trail trying to get it back to Fort Recovery. They do. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets for, or passes to Heitkamp, who sets for Carly Niekamp. And Carly hits it out of bounds. Point for National Trail. Caitlin Switzer will serve again. Dug out by Dews to Niekamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp hits it over, and then there's a miss hit by National Trail by Evie Hoffman, and Fort Recovery comes up with a side out. 8-4 now, Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving. Kennedy and Cameron are sisters. Good serve. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery able to play it. Dews to Homan. Homan hits it over. National Trail able to return. And Fort Recovery cannot. So point for National Trail. Side out. National Trail's showing some additional life here in this game. They only trail 8-5 at the moment. And going back to serve for them now is going to be Evie Hoffman. Hoffman's serve is a good one. Brooke dug out by Homan to the net. And Heitkamp quickly hits it over the net for the kill. Kayla Heitkamp gets her first kill of the night. And that'll send Bridget Homan back to serve for Fort Recovery. She's another sophomore on this team. Good serve by Bridget. Ace went right through the hands of Hayden Davies. Ace serve for Bridget Homan. She will serve again. She had three kills in that first game tonight. Good serve. Here's the set and the hit back over by National Trail. They get the kill. Kylie Ray comes up with the kill there. Hit it. Kind of a desperation hit, but she got it in the right spot. And here is Kylie Ray serving. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Heitkamp goes to Cameron Mollenkamp. A blast. National Trail gets it over, but they hit it out of bounds. Nice hit there by Cameron Mollenkamp. Boy, she is just playing outstanding volleyball. She's already all-conference on my list. I've only seen her play a match and a half. Here's the serve by Niekamp. It's a good one by Carly. National Trail hits it back, and they get the kill. Miranda Ott's able to hit it over, and Fort Recovery could not make the return. Back to serve now is Kylie Scholl. 11-7 score, Fort Recovery leads. Good serve there. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Two hands it over. Here's the set for National Trail, and Fort Recovery can't make the return. So a point for National Trail and Kylie Scholl. 11-8 now. Scholl was served, dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp, blasted over. Nice hit there by National Trail to keep that alive. Here's Heitkamp hitting it back over to National Trail, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Homan up to the net. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp, and she gets the kill. Give Heitkamp the assist, and Cameron Mullenkamp the kill. And that will send Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp back to serve. Again, we'll be joining the Colts game as soon as we're done here at Fort Recovery. Colts broadcast. Game doesn't start till 8 tonight with Cincinnati. Willman hits it back over to National Trail. Here is the hit back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the hit and got the kill. Spiked by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she drills him. That is her fifth kill of the night. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. It's now 13-8. Good serve there by Heitkamp, and National Trail cannot make the return as Caitlin Switzer hits it into the net. Another service point for Heitkamp. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by the back line to the net. And here's the hit over, and there's the kill. Hitting it over on the second hit instead of waiting till the third one was Kylie Shaw, and she gets the kill. Back to serve now is Eva Swartzel. Swartzel's serve is too long. Fort Recovery did the wise thing there and watched it go out of bounds. 15-9. Cameron Mullenkamp. Again, she had an amazing run of 15 service points in a row in the first game. Here's a hit and a block by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp, Bryn Willman there. Point for Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp will serve again. It's 16-9 now. Fort Recovery starting to make a little bit of a gap here between themselves and National Trail. Heitkamp will set for Willman, and she got the kill. Just kind of a little soft dink over and got the kill. Another service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. She will serve again. Good serve. Here's the dig back to Fort Recovery, and Bryn Willman tries to hit it back over on the first hit and can't get it over the net. So side out National Trail. Hayden Davies will serve now for the Lady Blazers. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp on the blast and gets the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp. That's her sixth kill of the game. 18-10 now. Here comes Nevaeh Lennertz into the lineup to serve. Nevaeh's serve is a good one. It's an ace serve for Nevaeh. Nevaeh Lennertz gets an ace serve, making it 19-10. Nevaeh will serve again. She's one of the four seniors on the team. Good serve. Another ace serve. Two in a row. And her teammates give her the high five and timeout. National Trail 20-10. Fort Recovery leading the Lady Blazers here in this second game. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fort Recovery's had quite a few aces tonight. Getting close to 10 now. Nevaeh Lennertz has just had two in a row here. Let's see what she can do on the third serve. Here it comes. And this time it's dug out by National Trail. There's the hit back over on kind of a free ball by National Trail. Bridget Homan on a smash got the kill. From her outside hitting position on the left side, Bridget Homan picks up the kill for fourth kill of the night for her. Another service point for Nevaeh Leonards, and she will serve again. Good serve again. Dug out by the back line by the libero. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Leonards. Leonards will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Back over to National Trail. Here's a hit by the outside hitter and out of bounds. Outside hitter there for National Trail being Caitlin Switzer. Another service point for Nevaeh Leonards. 22-10 now the score. Leonards serving again. Another good serve. Another ace serve. Three ace serves for Nevaeh Leonards here. She has served five straight service points. Nevaeh, the secret weapon for Fort Recovery. Doing an excellent job here. Good serve by Nevaeh. Here's the set for National Trail. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Niekamp. Niekamp gets it over. Here's a free ball back over by National Trail, but it's hit out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Point Nevaeh Leonards. Here is game point. 24-10 now. Nevaeh serves again. Another ace serve. Four ace serves for Nevaeh Leonards. She's putting the ball in the right spot, and that's it. 25-10. Set number two is history. Fort Recovery leads 2-0. They won the first set 25-4, and here in the second set they win 25-10. Fort Recovery's on the way to their third win of the year without a loss. National Trail came in 1-2, so they might be leaving 1-3 after this one. Fort Recovery's been dominating so far. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse as Fort Recovery dominating new National Trail so far tonight. Leading 2-0, National Trail will serve to start this third set. It's going to be Kylie Scholl going back to serve. Bounces the volleyball. Here comes the serve from Kylie. Good one. Dug out by Bridget Homan to the net. Battle back, and National Trail has it. Back over to Fort Recovery, Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp, who will set for Cameron Mullenkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. A little bit too long there over the end line. So it's 1-0. National Trail takes, I think that's their first lead of the match. Good serve again by Scholl. Cameron Mullenkamp blasted away, but National Trail keeps it alive. Over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now Heitkamp goes back to National Trail, back over to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to Heitkamp, who was set for Cameron Mullenkamp. Outside hitting position, cross-court hit, and got the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp, what an outstanding sophomore she is. Fort Recovery has Bridget Homan, Cameron Mullenkamp, Brent Willman, and Ken Adus, who all play a lot, and they're all sophomores on this team. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp. National Trail able to return it, but they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. I'm not sure which number she pointed out, but anyway, it's 2-1, National Trail leading here. Hit back over to National Trail by Fort Recovery. National Trail could not make the return. Now it's side out for Fort Recovery. And here goes super server Cameron Mullenkamp back. Again, in that first game, if you tuned in late, she hit 15 service points in a row to put that game away in a hurry. Here's National Trail hitting it back and out of bounds. Out of bounds off of Evie Hoffman. Don't forget, Fort Recovery football at home tomorrow night against Wayne Trace. Good luck to the Indians. The new version of the Indians in action tomorrow night. Good serve there. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's a hit. Cross-court hit by Homan, and she got the kill. They say it just barely got in. So it's 4-2. Fort Recovery leads by 2. Cameron Mullenkamp serving again. Good serve dug out by National Trail to the net. Here's the set. They hit back over to Fort Recovery. Dews will go to the set for Homan, and Homan gets the kill. Bridget Homan with a kill. Another service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. 5-2 now score. Here's the set. All right, back over to Fort Recovery after the good serve. Kayla Heitkamp. Bryn Willman tries to hit it across, and I think there's a block by Miranda Ott. Looks like Miranda Ott gets credit for the block, and that will send side out for National Trail, and Hayden Davies will serve, and it's out of bounds. Off to the side. Side out Fort Recovery. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. 6-3 score. And there's a service error into the net. 6-4 now. Fort Recovery leads by 2. And back to serve for National Trail is Caitlin Switzer. Switzer wearing number 10. Here's the serve over. Good serve dug out by Mullenkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp. There's Carly Niekamp getting a kill and give Heitkamp the assist. Carly Niekamp with her third kill of the night. Carly's one of the four seniors on this squad. Kennedy Mullenkamp, short serve, side out to National Trail. The other seniors are Kayla Heitkamp and also Nevaeh Leonards. And Kennedy Mullenkamp. And there is a service error for National Trail. So serve goes back to Fort Recovery, side out. Bridget Homan will serve now. Bridget, number 25. Nice, tall, young lady. Here's the serve. Got the kill. Or got the point. Ace serve for Bridget Homan. That's her second ace of the night. She will serve again. It's now 9-5. Fort Recovery with the lead. And there's a good serve. National Trail has trouble, and they free ball it over. That went excellently up and hit the rafters and came back down. Here's a hit by Niekamp, blocked by National Trail, and then Cameron Mullenkamp tried to get the kill from the far left outside hitting position, but hits it out of bounds. So side out to National Trail, and Kylie Ray will now serve for National Trail. Kylie's a senior on this Blazer team. Here's the dink over by Niekamp, and it's returned by National Trail, but out of bounds. It's a point for recovery. And Carly Niekamp will go in to serve now for Fort Recovery. Well, she stays in. Goes back to the serving position. 10-6, Fort Recovery up by 4. Here's the serve. National Trail able to play it, and they free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp to Wilman. Wilman dinks it over. National Trail keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Niekamp to Heitkamp, who sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, and Cameron mishit it and hits it out of bounds on a cross-court hit. That gives side out to National Trail, and the score is 10-7. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Kylie Shaw will now serve for National Trail. And it's an ace serve off the fist of Bridget Homan. So ace serve for Kylie Shaw. That's her first ace of the night, her third service point. She will serve again. And another ace serve. This time it's off of Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy probably shouldn't have played that. She was way off to the side and tried to save it. Just wasn't going to happen. Here's a Kennedy Mollenkamp again. This time she bumps it up to Heitkamp. Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Gets it over. Here's a set for National Trail. Back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp on the hit. National Trail able to play it. Here's the hit by the outside hitter. By Schweizer. Now a smash by Cameron Mollenkamp. And this time she gets the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp puts it down to make it 11-9. So National Trail had gotten back to within one there at 10-9. It's now 11-9. Here's the next serve. I think it's too long. Yep. Service error. Now back to serve for National Trail is Eva Swartzel. 11-10. Fort Recovery only leads by one. Ooh, that was almost an error there for Fort Recovery, but official didn't call it. A blast at the net. Back to National Trail, the set. Here's the hit. Fort Recovery blocks it. And Kennedy Mollenkamp puts it over and gets the kill. Right down the net, and National Trail couldn't play it. So Cameron Mollenkamp will go back to serve. 12-10 score. Let's serve. National Trail on the set. Here's the hit over and got the kill. Caitlin Schweizer with a kill. Fort Recovery calls timeout with the score 12-11. Lady Indians only leading by one. We'll be back in a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver here at the Portside Field House. You're listening to WPGW Radio on the FM side, 100.9. Again, we'll be joining the Colts game on the radio station after the volleyball match. Colts broadcast. Pre-game's going on right now. There's a good serve by National Trail. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy got the kill. National Trail unable to return that. And now going back to serve as Kennedy's, the libero for Fort Recovery. It is a good serve, and it's an ace serve. Her third ace of the night. It's now 14-11. Fort Recovery by 3, and Kennedy's will serve again. Good serve, dug out on the far sideline, or on the near sideline here. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp tries to set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And the ball went on the top of the net and went out of bounds when it came down. So point for National Trail. Side out, National Trail. Serve to Dews. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp to Homan, and Homan mishits it. Point for National Trail. Caitlin Switzer is serving. 14-13 now. Here's Switzer's serve. Dug out by Bridget Homan at the net. Port Recovery have trouble playing it, but Cameron Mollenkamp free balls it over and saves it. And here's a hit and looked like a block by Carly DeCamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes back to serve now. It's 15-13. Next serve by Kennedy. And there's a dig by National Trail back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets it back. And there's a block by National Trail. I believe that was by Kylie Ray getting the block for the Blazers. Makes the score now 15-14. Back to serve now and side out is Evie Hoffman for the Lady Blazers. Good serve dug out by Dews. Cameron Mollenkamp. Carly Niekamp free balls it over. Gets it over. National Trail on the set. They hit. And Fort Recovery saves it. Dews gets it back over to National Trail. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery saves it again. Dews back over on the free ball to National Trail. Here's the set. Here's the hit by National Trail and out of bounds. Eva Swartzel hits it out of bounds. That gives the side out to Fort Recovery, and their lead is two again. National Trail kept hanging in there, only 1 point down, but Fort Recovery is able to hold on to the lead, leading here 16-14. Good serve, and there's a kill by National Trail. Coming through with the kill there was Kylie Ray, the second kill of the night. And Kylie will go back to serve. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp, who sets for Carly Niekamp. And Carly puts it down. Makes it 17-15. Full recovery by two again. And Carly will go back to serve here. Carly Niekamp. Good serve. And then National Trail hits it over to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp on the hit to National Trail. Trying to hit it over. And there's Bryn Willman back to National Trail. But Trail gets it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the cross-court hit and gets the kill. Kennedy's had a nice night tonight in the kill department. That's 4-6. 8-9 kills so far for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Carly Niekamp serving again. It's now 18-15. Niekamp's serve is a good one. Here's the set for National Trail. The hit played by Homan to Niekamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp free balls it over, and National Trail cannot return the ball. 19-15. Fort Recovery leads by four. We have timeouts for National Trail. We'll be back.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Very quick match so far tonight. We're here in the third set. Fort Recovery's getting ready to nail this match down if they can win this game. They lead 19-15 here. They won the first two games. The first one was all Fort Recovery as they won that first set 25-4, and they won the second set 25-10, leading here in the third set 19-15. Carly Niekamp will go back to serve again. Bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Good one. dug out by National Trail at the net, and they're going to say that National Trail's Kylie Scholl went under the net. Point, Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp serving again. It's now 20-15. Ace serve for Carly Niekamp. That's her first ace of the night. It's 21-15. Next serve is a service error into the net. 21-16 now, and back to serve for National Trail is Kylie Scholl. Here comes the serve, and it's a service error into the net. Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now. Here's the next serve. Dug out by National Trail. And a block for Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball there. Here's Wellman on a kill. Bren Wellman getting a kill. So Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. It's 23-16. 2 points away from nailing down the victory here. Again, Rody Bargy, our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer, has a service ace for Kayla Heitkamp, her second in a row. She will serve again. And this is going to be back over to Fort Recovery. This is game point here, 25-16. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the hit. National Trail keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. Hits it and got the kill. And that's it. 25-16. Kennedy Mollenkamp gets the kill. And this one's over. Fort Recovery wins tonight, 25-4, 25-10, 25-16. We'll wrap it up right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Couch Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at couchpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse and giving you the unofficial stats here for the match. Again, Fort Recovery wins in three sets over National Trail, 25-4, 25-10, 25-16. Kenna Dews for the Lady Indians had a total of, let's see here. Maybe I didn't add those up. Well, 2, 4, 6. Yeah, 6 service points and 3 aces for Kenna Dews. 6 service points, 3 aces. Kayla Heitkamp had 8 service points, including 3 aces, also 1 kill in the match. Bryn Wilman had 7 kills and 1 block. Carly Niekamp had 4 kills, 4 service points, including an ace and 1 block. Kennedy Mollenkamp, nice night with 10 kills for Kennedy. Way to go. She also had 1 block. Cameron Mollenkamp ended up with 22 service points, including 3 aces. At one time in the first set, she had 15 service points in a row. She also had 3 kills on the night as well. That's Cameron Mollenkamp. Nevaeh Lennertz came in briefly and had 7 service points and 4 aces in her brief stint serving. Way to go, Nevaeh, 4 aces. And Bridget Homan had 6 kills and 2 aces in serving for Fort Recovery. For National Trail, Kylie Ray had 2 kills and a block. Miranda Ott had a kill and a block. Caitlin Switzer had a total of 3 kills and 2 service points. And Kylie Shaw had a total of 2 service points, actually 4 service points and 2 aces. That's 4 service points and 2 aces for Kylie Shaw, and had 1 kill as well. So the dominating score shows you there's not many stats there for National Trail. They dropped to 1-3 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 3-0. Again, Fort Recovery wins 25-4, 25-10, and 25-16. In the JV matchup tonight, Fort Recovery won over National Trail 25-12 and 25-8. And there was a freshman match before that. Fort Recovery won that 2-0. So until next time, thanks to our great sponsors you folks heard in the broadcast, I'm Rob Weaver reporting from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.